Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Newstalk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with me now to answer your tech questions. WhatsApp them to us on 087-1400-106. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Elon Musk is going to settle a lawsuit.
A lawsuit, yes indeed. This is one of many lawsuits involving Tesla and the autopilot function. So we know there's been a lot of talk about autonomous vehicles for quite a while. Tesla's kind of led the way in terms of innovation and the power and the sophistication of the technology involved in the cars. However, there has been several accidents, more than several. And there's a particular case that occurred in 2018. So there was a fatal crash in which an Apple engineer, as it happened, was killed. He was utilizing the autopilot function. And this has been going on for the last 5 years, and the case was due to start this week. However, they settled. We don't have the exact information of the case, but by settling, it obviously now means that we won't hear all of the arguments in court.
Yeah.
Now, Tesla is saying that the driver was actually playing a game on his phone at the time, and he wasn't fully aware and alert, and he didn't take precautionary action to override the autopilot.
Because there would be systems, presumably, which warn the driver.
Yes.
That, you know, get your hands back on the wheel or whatever.
Exactly. But they were contending that he was playing a game. Now, the family of the man who passed away says that the vehicle didn't do enough to alert the driver to take action, and they had questions around the systems. Now, this is one of, I think it was, where is the number here? 956 crashes in which autopilot was initially reported to have been used that are under investigation by the US National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The agency has also launched 40 separate investigations into accidents involving Teslas using the automated driving systems that resulted in 23 deaths. So although this technology, it is incredible. There's no denying that to have levels of autonomy in moving vehicles is impressive in terms of innovation and design. There are serious questions relating to the safety and the precautions and the measures that are in place to protect not only drivers, but pedestrians, emergency response vehicles, and the sophistication of the technology to understand how and when to interject and be overridden by a human.
Yeah, and the question is, if all of this is controlled by AI, who do you blame?
Exactly. And I think we're going to see much more of this over the coming weeks, months and years. And I do think having conversations around this technology is so important, because everybody could rush to embrace the innovation, but we need to take precautions before it's too late.
Now, lots of questions coming in. How good does your broadband need to be for Sky streaming to work well? Also, can you record on same? Now, Sky are pushing Sky streaming at the moment, and it uses your Wi-Fi at home rather than the dish on the roof or the wall or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a sister or a brother of Sky Glass.
Exactly. So if you don't, so for those who don't know, Sky Glass was the TV that was launched, and it had all of this incredible user interface built in, but you needed to buy the full shebang. Now you can get Sky Stream, which is a small little box. I actually have done a review of it. If you want to go to youtube.com, search for News Talk, you'll see my review of the Sky Stream there. It's a little box. It's £25. You get Netflix included, and you get access to the full interface. In terms of recording, the way it works is it's called playlisting. So the content isn't stored locally onto a box. It's stored on a Sky server. So you do need to have a solid, reliable connection to be able to access the content, even the content that you playlist to watch at a later time. Yeah.
So it's a bit like saving it in the cloud in a different way, except the cloud is Sky's own big server.
Their big server. But I use the Sky Stream. I have to say I'm really impressed by it. I love, with the little pucks, they're portable. So you can move them from room to room. So say if you have it hooked up to the big TV in the living room, but maybe you're under the weather or you want a cozy day on Saturday, you can just literally unplug it. Because there's no big infrastructure, it's two cables. It's a HDMI and a plug, and that's the height of it. And again, it's starting from £25, so it's very impressive.
And the way it works, if you, for example, think of some of your favourite actors, Liam Neeson, and you just say to the remote control, Liam Neeson, everything that he's doing on Netflix, on RT, one on the player, on Sky Movies, they'll all pop up.
Yeah, exactly.
And you then choose which Liam Neeson bit you want to watch.
And it pulls content from whether it's, as you said there, all of your streaming services, live TV. So if you're in the mood for a comedy movie, you don't have to open six or seven apps. It all gets pulled into one stream. Yeah, so
but you'll only
impressive.
Get it from the apps that you've paid for.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. More of the questions. I got a present of a Huawei Mate 60, which runs the Harmony operating system. Can I get someone to set it up so that I have all the Android apps that I need, plus stuff like the Bank of Ireland app and the AIB app? That's from Brendan.
It is possible to. I think what you need to do is, and it's been a while now since I've done it, but as far as I know, you need to go in and download through your browser. But yes, you should be able to get onto. There's the Love Tech team in Harvey Norman. There's the Know How team in Currys. There's different experts who should be able to help you do it. Also, if you jump on YouTube, I bet my bottom dollar that there is a tutorial how to do it as well.
Jess has talked about timers before for kids' stuff. Would these be on digital TVs? Could you set them up on your television set, or would you set them up on the apps?
It depends on, I suppose, how you're accessing it. So very often it is within the app itself. So again, you go to settings and you'll find the different functionality in there.
And also, I suppose, if you're going to particular kinds of movies and stuff like that on Sky Cinema, if it's an adult movie, it won't let you get to it unless you sign in with a password.
Yeah, exactly. You can set, there's a PIN. So if you have, you can create different profiles within apps, but on the Sky interface, you will have a PIN. So, say, for example, if you want to download a movie from the Sky store, so you have to pay for it, you need to put in your PIN. Equally, if it is age inappropriate or anything like that, you have to input the PIN.
My mom has an old Samsung J7. She loves it, but it's now incredibly slow due to its age, so she really needs an upgrade. As the J series is discontinued, can you recommend a basic phone that will be as similar as possible to use? She's 78, doesn't want to have to learn how to use a new phone from scratch.
Yeah, the Samsung A25, I was actually looking at this for somebody this morning. It's a really good phone. It'd be quite similar to the J in terms of the look and feel of it. It's Android, it's Samsung. You could, when you set it up, if you have the old phone side by side with the new phone, you can literally have it mimicking the layout, so all the elements are exactly the same.
What would be a good projector for use in a room exposed to natural daylight? None, I would say.
None, unfortunately.
One that connects to a laptop via HDMI or Bluetooth. That's from James.
There's a brilliant little projector. It's the Philips NeoPix Easy. But you do need a darkened room.
You have to darken the room.
That's just the way, it's just the science of how these projectors work. You need to have a darkened room.
I am currently on a SIM-only plan, paying about €35 a month and still using a Google Pixel 3a XL phone, which is 5 years old, still performing unbelievably well. Mm. I also have a company iPhone, so to save a few quid each month, I'm thinking of moving my personal phone to pay as you go, like 48 or Gomo, and buying a new phone privately. Has Jess any recommendations as to which service provider offers the best service and what would be a decent Android phone for a fair price? That's from Brian.
Okay, Brian, if you are with the Pixel, I would stay in the Pixel ecosystem. The Pixel are my favourite phones. So you don't necessarily have to go with the Pixel 8. You could get the Pixel 7, which is still an excellent phone and very impressive. And they are pretty affordable in comparison to some of the other flagships. And as you now know, they stand the test of time that you'll have it for years. In terms of the network provider, Gomo is incredibly solid. It's $14.99 a month. You've access to 5G. You get all your calls, texts and data. Just to note, it's not pay as you go. It's a 30-day rolling contract. So you do need to put in your card details and it happens automatically. So you're not topping up a credit.
What's the best value for home Wi-Fi? This, I presume, is broadband. For a young couple starting off in rented accommodation, including working from home, the hotspot on our phones has proved not reliable enough for home working.
What I'd recommend you do is go to bonkers.ie and put in your air code, because it'll tell you what service providers best cater to your area in terms of speed, but they also organise things in terms of value. So just go to bonkers.ie, put in your air code and you will see the different options there. What I would say is find out if, and don't get suckered in by bundle deals. You know, if you don't want the TV and the broadband, then don't go for the TV and the broadband. You may have to dig down in terms of search options and results options, but bonkers.ie is definitely the place to go.
Skystream, Virgin Stream, Air. Can you record RT, TG Car, BBC, ITV? I know there are rights around certain channels, so I'm not sure if it's that. And with the BBC player particularly, whereas Channel 4 player, you can get pretty much everything. But BBC player?
No, you can't. You can... I don't think you can playlist any of the content from BBC anyway, for sure. So things like Match of the Day, for example, is the big one that often comes up. You can't do that. You can do the traditional TV, though. So, for example, now, again,
like
it depends.
For example, MasterChef on BBC, that's their own.
product.
Stuff. And I think you can playlist that.
You can playlist that. But when there are rights within rights, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you don't have the BBC app, but you can... like whatever TV show, so MasterChef, yes, you can do that. The same with some of the sports content across the board. It's very tricky when there are multiple organisations when it comes to rights, but for the most part, yeah. You can playlist content.
Yeah, I was looking at Channel 4 the other day and it said Channel 4 was not available for during like peak time, and it turned out there was a match on Channel 4.
Yeah,
and it wasn't
sport
available.
Sport is tricky.
Can you pause live TV, rewind, etc. on the Skybox?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can pause, you can rewind, you can set things back to the start as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you go on, you miss the top of the news on Sky News or whatever, and it offers you the option straight away. Do you want to go back to the start?
Yeah.
Click on it and go back to the start. So it's very good. That's all we have time for. Jess, thank you very much for joining.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.